All right, let's bring in Glenn Mack now. Talk about Eagles. They got the Patriots coming up. Glenn, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Hey, my pleasure. If I can just say, the most exciting thing in sports is the guy you just played, and it's really a shame that he plays out for the Angels and that baseball is kind of where it is right now, because 25 years ago, that would have been the biggest story in the country right now, sports-wise.
If he played on the East Coast, Ohtani,
oh, gosh, yeah.
Single night would be showtime.
Yeah, put him on the Red Sox or the Yankees, and he's the most well-known person in the country. Anyway.
Anyway.
Eagles, Pats tonight.
Well-known to Eagles fans is Andre Dillard. There's been some talk that he's on the market. It's amazing how you can go from a first-round pick to potentially being the value in return of a third-day pick. What do you know about the Dillard situation? Because it does seem like he's been beaten out at that left tackle spot.
Yeah, and you explained it well. So there's a few things at play here. The number one thing is that he hasn't been very good since he started. And they have been working Jordan Mulata, who's an amazing story. You know, a kid who hadn't played football from Australia, just this physical specimen who Howie Roseman drafted in the seventh round a couple of years ago, and they nurture him and they taught him, and he looks ready. And my radio partner, Ray Didger, who knows football as well as anybody,
yep,
thinks that Jordan Mailata could make a Pro Bowl this year, that he is that good. And he looked great the first week. You know, they didn't keep the first unit out there for much, but he pancaked a couple guys. He just looks great. So that's the upside of it all, is they have somebody who really looks like a developing young left tackle. So Dillard, as I said, has been a disappointment. He's now out hurt. He tweaked his knee early in training camp, and he hadn't played. And, you know, the old expression, you don't make the club in the tub. You certainly don't make the starting lineup. And, yeah, I think they're going to play Mulata some more tonight, see what they see. And if they are as confident about him as they seem to be, they're going to see what they can get for Dillard. His value is way down. Geez, I hope it would be a second they pick and not a third, but you're probably right. It's probably a fourth, fifth rounder. And there will be teams that need a left tackle. There will be guys hurt. They'll probably be able to trade him. I think one of the things the Eagles want to see tonight is whether any of the guys on the roster, whether it's Jack Driscoll or whoever, are a capable backup left tackle, because you don't want to trade Dillard and then have nobody there if Mulata gets hurt. But that's where it is.
Also where it is, they haven't had until this week Devontae Smith for a couple of weeks. How anxious are people down there just to see him in a game, just to get a look at him?
Yeah, that's number one. Listen, it's a preseason game. You know how dreary those things can be, right? There's not a lot. Pardon me?
I know.
Yeah, so there's really not much to see. Earlier today, Nick Sirianni suggested, I think Devontae Smith, we expect to play him some tonight, and that's got everybody excited. Listen, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a first-round pick. What do you have, 117 catches for Alabama last year? Some amazing number like that. He is a potential great player. And everybody here wants to see him play, wants to see him catch a pass from Jalen Hurts early on. That's the big story angle today.
When they had the joint practices with the Patriots, what did you think of Jalen Hurts?
I think he looks pretty good. I'm skeptical of him, and was since they drafted him. I think here's his upside. I think he's got good leadership skills. I think players rally to him. That's important for a quarterback. His mobility, clearly, you have to like that. I think his arm is strong, but I really worry about his accuracy. And he looked very good against the Patriots. The Patriots aren't what they used to be, and I don't want it to take too much out of any 2 days in August. But I got to tell you, without overstating it, I think he's farther along and maybe more of a player now than I thought he was going to be. So I think the arrow's up right now.
That's good. I mean, it's good news. Is there anybody in this camp so far, Glenn, where you've looked at and said, either a veteran that there's no question looks better to you, or a guy that maybe is in that lower round, third day draft area or free agent that looks like they've got a shot at making it based on what you've seen so far?
Zach McPherson in the secondary, well, I guess he's not that low, but I think he looks like he could be good. Actually, the story of camp right now is Quez Watkins, the other story of camp, the receiver who they drafted last year in the sixth round, I think, because I think Hightower was the fifth round, Quez Watkins was the sixth. He played a little bit toward the end of last year. He was the, you know, they drafted three wide receivers last year, Rager in the first, and then Hightower, and then him. So he was the one with the lowest expectations. But he caught that, he took the pass from Flacco in the first game and busted it for a 70-yard touchdown. He's been great in camp all along. He's got amazing speed. In addition to the speed, he's just an elusive runner. And if you can get him the ball, you know, they got him, Flacco caught him on that short pass and he ran it the whole way. He's the guy who, as a kind of an unknown guy, looks like he could be really exciting this year.
Interesting. What have you thought of Rager so far? I know Rager made a great catch. Okay, you want to know how many great catches?
Right?
Yeah, but you know how many great catches I've seen in my career to practice? It's been a lot. Okay.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, so what do you think his progress is overall beyond the great catch?
Started out really badly. Flunked the conditioning test at the beginning of training camp. Like, who does that? Right? One second year wide receiver flunks the conditioning test, so that was a bad sign, but he has looked better. This was a very good week for him. Overall, in that two-day scrimmage against the Pats, he was good. Again, don't want to make too much of it. He's got a long way to go. He was very disappointing as a first-rounder last year. He's got competition from a few guys to play. He's got a lot to prove. Again, preseason games, what do they mean? Not a lot. But if he has an exceptionally good night tonight or an exceptionally bad night tonight, I think it's going to go a long way toward deciding what Jalen Rager does this year.
See, I think Rager's important for them for this reason. I think it helps out Devontae Smith. I mean, that's where I think he plays a big role, where if he can balance it off from one side to the other, it makes the rookie's job a little easier.
Yeah, no question about it. I think Quez Watkins is going to be part of it, but they play three receivers more often than not, so that'll help. The other thing that with the Eagles is clearly going to be a big thing this year. They have not yet traded Zach Ertz. Now, I still would say better than 50-50 that they do. They're holding out for something better than what they've been offered. But if he stays, I think the combination of Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, when you have a young quarterback, is going to be critical. Those two guys combined will catch 120 passes.
I know you have to get to work. Appreciate it very much, and always appreciate your analysis.
I want to throw in one more thing, because the name didn't come up, but I do think Miles Sanders is going to play tonight.
Okay,
Miles Sanders has had a poor camp. He's dropping a lot of passes, which was a problem last year. And I want to see tonight Miles Sanders catch a couple passes and do something with him.
And Miles, and you, of course, you know how I feel about Miles. So
I do. That's why I brought it up. I know it's important.
I'm glad you brought it up because, I'm a big Miles Sanders guy from the day you walked on this campus.
Listen, he's a guy who, you know, when he first got here, was terrific. Last year, nobody looked good, and so, you know, you can put him as part of that. But he's had the dropsies for a while, and he's got to show that he can hold the ball.
No question. Glenn, thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime. Take care.